Yes. Can you hear that? That's the woman next door's dog. Now, you may be forgiven for thinking, next door neighbour's dog. I've never heard it bark before, because I don't think you ever have on Audio Boo. That means she's either shut it outside or in her conservatory, and both are not a good idea on a hot day. I think she's got visitors there, which she doesn't often have. She always shuts the dog in the conservatory at night, and sometimes it used to bark, but I haven't heard it do that for a long time. It used to be barking at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I used to think, how have you got the nerve to complain about my landing light being on at night, or someone putting it on when they go down the stairs, which is, after all, is a reasonable thing for a sighted person, when they're going down stairs that are like spiral, especially. And sometimes it would be barking like that at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, I don't really care. It doesn't bother me, except I'm sorry for the dog. And I don't think it should shut out in hot weather or in a conservatory. Anyway, excuse me, I'm not in a very good mood really, because Obie's line manager called him 9 o'clock this morning and said, you're supposed to be working. And he said, no, I'm not. He said, they said they sent him an email yesterday, which is how they do it, to call him into work. Well, I can't remember the last time he worked in the community on a Saturday. It was months ago. So he's not a mind reader. So we went and looked, and there's no email. This company are absolute shit. So he's got to do two people, and then he's going into Bromley. And I was thinking about going with him, but he said he'd come back for me, but it means I like to go to places in the afternoon, because it takes me time to feel okay sometimes. Some days I'm okay, but I don't know what today is going to be like, because I didn't sleep properly, because it was so hot. And now I'm awake. I was asleep, and then I've woken up to this news, and I'm not in a very good mood. Let's hope the day improves, because I don't really like whinging on Audio Boo. So he's got two people to do. And the thing is, if he says no, you can bet your life that those people won't get anybody. They could both survive without, because one of them's got a wife, the other one's on his own, but I think he could manage. But that's not the point. If they're down to have care, they're meant to have it. So, but you know, there have been times when they've told him that no one turned up. So that's just not on, really. So they've got you, because, well, if you've got a conscience, they've got you, which he has, because you know, what do you do? Well, the dog's gone quiet, but maybe they've let it in. Apparently she's got her family there, which is a very rare occasion. she hasn't let the dog in. And I just heard a car drive off, so I'm not sure if it's her, the people the other side of me, or the people opposite. But if it's her, we'll run for a long day of it. And I've run out of tea for my Tassimo machine. I could have a coffee, but I can't start the day with coffee, actually. I always used to when I was at work. But what stopped me was when I was expecting Connor, I never got any morning sickness with any of my pregnancies. I'll say any because I had three, although one didn't. One only lasted 3 months, but I didn't have any morning sickness or any feeling unwell. But with Connor particularly, there were certain smells of food I couldn't stand. They just made me feel queasy. I wasn't sick or anything, but I often couldn't stand the smell of food. Coffee was one of the things I really couldn't stand the smell of, and I love the smell of coffee normally. It's really strange how something like that can totally change. It's one of my favourite smells, actually. Thankfully, I've reverted to liking it again, but I couldn't face the smell of it first thing in the morning. I also went off anything that had kind of like a sauce on it. I can remember going down to the Clifton Hotel when I was about 3 months pregnant, I think. And I can remember having this fish in sauce. Oh, I couldn't eat it. I've never quite... It was like a milk-based sauce. And I do make fish pie, and that's how I make the sauce. I've never really gone back to liking that kind of sauce that much, actually. I think it's pretty much put me off of it. I can eat it, but I don't really like it that much. I mean, I don't mind cauliflower cheese and things like that, but... I don't really like fish in sauce anymore. Now I'm beginning to sound like my dad, heaven help me. And I couldn't... I remember being in a supermarket, it was in Tesco's, not the one in Alpington, that wasn't open then, that's only been a recent thing, but the one in Sidcup, which was then our local one. The smell of the bread, which I normally like, the smell of just the food... I was going, come on, let's hurry up and get out of here, let's get out of here. So for me, it was the smells of things, which normally I like, and thankfully I still do now. I don't remember being like that with Ronan, though. It was weird, but I didn't have any sickness, or I didn't wake up feeling sick, and, I mean, a friend of mine, whose daughter is the same age as Connor, with her first pregnancy, she was so ill. Up till about 20 weeks, she couldn't hardly eat a thing. She would just be sick, literally vomiting all the time. So, yeah. It's funny how everybody's different. I didn't have any cravings or anything like that. I was pretty normal. And I had pretty straightforward births. But, yeah, that's when I got out of the habit of drinking coffee first thing. You know, I always had coffee. It was never tea. When I woke up in the mornings and we were going to work, coffee, 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 until then. And then that stopped, because obviously I was still working till quite late in my pregnancy. And then... The coffee was replaced by tea, and I've stayed on tea ever since. But actually, I think it was replaced by chamomile tea, and pretty much for years I was on chamomile tea first thing in the morning, and I've gone back to that a bit lately, that and peppermint tea, because sometimes I feel a bit ugh when I wake up. I actually don't feel too bad today, but some days lately I felt quite ugh. And that does help me. The dog's gone quiet again. But the poor thing is still shut out, I'm sure. So anyway, I'm going to get myself going now. I don't know where I'm going, but downstairs, I guess. Connor's home today. And I think Roland's coming home from his auntie's tomorrow because he's got this operation on Monday. And as I said before, he doesn't go out wearing sandals because he's going to have big dressings on both feet. So he's making the most of being out before he's got 4 to 6 week confinement at home. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, folks. Oh, here we go. See what my battery level is. I've got it plugged in. And I'll take down. If I go downstairs, I might have more of an idea whether it's outside or not. The iPhone does charge quite quickly. I plugged it in a little while ago. It only had 3%. Now it's on 29, and I've been recording. Now let's go down and see what is what. Right, Niall? He's really lazy in the mornings. He's been out. Obi's taken him out of herding, so. It's outside. Barking though, because I can hear her talking. She's there. It sounds like it might be tied up, you know, outside. At least she's there. It's quite sunny. It's not really hot at the moment, but it may. I don't know. I haven't heard the forecast. Oh. My kitchen's a bit of a bomb site. We ate quite late last night because we got back from picking up his African food. I'm just going to open the window. Okay. And I hate getting up to a kitchen full of plates and crap. And I'd never do it, but last night he said, oh, don't worry, I'll do it in the morning. And that's extra pissed me off. Not, it's not his fault, but because now they've called him in, I'm left to do it, and I would have done it last night. It's just our plates and glasses, and lots of cold drinks, not alcohol. And there's these great big containers I've got to wash out. That he's got to take back. It's not as bad as it looks, I suppose. But I'll soon get it sorted. I'm just putting these out of the way because I'm going to deal with them last. They need a good soaking to put them into. The dishwasher's already quite full, so I hope I can fit this stuff in or I might just end up pushing it down hand as well. I'll put some more in, I think. Put the plates in, certainly all the cutlery. Now, what am I doing? I don't know. I had a bit of a rude awakening this morning. I didn't sleep long enough, and now I woke up to my day. I'm fed up with this company. I'm not going to name them because I'm always running them down, so. I said they're beginning to mess around with our lives and I'm really sick of it. They just take the piss. I mean, when you've got a regular job, that's fine. It's when they keep ringing you up, you know, and getting you in when you don't expect to be, and then it just messes up the day or the night or whatever. I'm really sick of it. He is as well.
And you kind of feel like you can't really say no, because otherwise they say, oh, well, don't you... Because he's on a zero-hour contract, they could just as easily give the work to someone else. So we're made to feel, oh, we should be grateful. Which we are, but, you know...
Today's just been having better, you know, folks.
Well, I'm wearing a positive thinking hat.
I think it went down the toilet this morning. Now she's doing her... I nearly said a very rude word then, fence. The fence has been an ongoing saga. I'm glad to get it done. Because it's broken, and it's not broken at the bottom, but I'm always worried that Ernie might get out, so Niall's pens are put against it, which is another reason why I moved it. It sounds like they're coming through to my bloody back garden. I think I need to kind of shut the door. I wish she'd tell me. She's such a miserable old cow. I don't want the dogs going out there. I hope Lamb is still upstairs, because I think he would be barking if he was down. I mean, the thing is, if the fence broke in the October storm we had, which I think in the south of England, which was called Jude, which was, I think it was on the 28th or 29th of October, and she spoke to me about it. She said she's getting it fixed in 6 weeks, and she said, if there's any trees overhanging from my side, is it okay to cut them down, the branches? And I said, yes, of course. But why? So then, excuse me, nothing happened until about June. And then she collared Obi. And this is what really pissed me off. The people, I've lived here for 3 years next door to her. If she's had any issues, which she hasn't, except for the minor things like the landing light, she's spoken to me about it. But I'm afraid this is what happens when you've got a sighted partner sometimes. Even though my name's on the tenancy, not his, she's known me for 3 years and he's been here since last year. It's not his fault, but people tend to talk to him now instead of me, and that really pisses me off. And and that's what happened in this case. I'm going to close my window because I want to not advertise all this to the world. They're out the front as well. Now, she came round with a load of demands about my trees, which would have been okay, but I don't know why she didn't ask me the first time. She just said if there's any other honey branches. And now she was saying the workmen refused to cut the fence because the workman refused to do it because of the trees my side, which, according to her, he hadn't said when he came and looked at it the first time. Unless you've got someone else, I don't know, that could be the case. But the point is, it just really pissed me off. She started going on about
that the trees were blocking her skybox and all this. But they're not, because when people came and had a look, you know, my family, they said it's not my trees blocking her skybox at all. It's some really tall, big trees in the bottom of the school playground, which are at the bottom of her garden and mine. And but the thing is, I did cut some of my trees back, and cut them back quite a lot. And there was one tree which had grown up between the others and the fence, which probably really wasn't meant to be there. So my nephew did it. He cut that down completely. In fact, we haven't. It's in a load of bags. I haven't got rid of it yet. That's the trouble. We haven't got any garden waste collection. There is a thing. If you pay £60 a year. If I could pay it in instalments, I'd do it. And they bring you a bin, and I think it's emptied every 2 weeks or something. Or it might be once a month. When we've done our grass sometimes and cut back vegetation in the garden, and the man the other side, who's quite new, and he seems really nice, although they cut my tree down, my bush down without asking me, it wasn't really their fault. I think it was their side of my handrail, and they thought it was theirs. I'm happy to give them for it, because weren't really to know. I thought the previous owner they bought it from should have told them. Well, I mean, we should have told them, but I mean, obviously they spoke to them in the selling process before we ever did. So I guess I can't really blame them, and I don't. I was a bit annoyed the first day. I was upset, but now I've got over it. But I am really, I don't know, she's just got such a surly attitude about her. And I suppose I should have gone round and told her I'd done the trees and was it okay, but I didn't. And now she obviously thinks it is okay. I don't know when I'd have done about a month ago. But she said she was getting the work done in June, so I thought, okay, I'll get it done, you know, by the middle of June. And this kitchen's looking much better already. So I told you it wouldn't take long. I have just got to wash these plastics now. I'm going to put some very hot, very, very soapy water, because they're quite greasy. I put them in the dishwasher, because sometimes these plastic containers come out misshapen and they're not mine, so I can't afford to ruin them. So that's the saga of my neighbour and the trees. I don't like being on, I'm not really on bad terms with her, but she's always only ever spoken to me when there's something to complain about, and it's not anything major. It's just the land and life, and a fence, and then she tries to be all nice, and once she's doing that, done her complaining, she'll say, oh, she tried to get me to, I mean, I don't just like her, don't get me wrong, I like to get on with everybody, but she's just got a really strange attitude. I think she's a bit of a, I don't know, really. I know we can't all be the same, but she's pretty unfriendly, put it that way. That's my take on the matter. She's just unfriendly. I suppose that's the whole thing. Bug came out. When, if you put the water on too fast, the blood comes away. I guess you can't really hear what I'm saying with that going, so. It's just a bit unfriendly. And I suppose I've made matters worse now, because I didn't go and tell her I'd done the trees. And I actually didn't go and tell her I was going to do the trees. She came round going on about it. And I was upstairs doing... I was upstairs. It was a Sunday. You know when you have a pyjama day? And, but what happened was, Ovi was doing the grass out the front where it grows. We've got some grass that grows up between the paving slabs. He was out there getting rid of it, and she came out. She started going on about the trees. She wanted, and he said, "Oh, don't talk to me about it. You need to speak to Mel about it." So she said, "Okay, when can I come round?" She said, "I'll come round later." So the thing was, I didn't know. Later to me meant this was about 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and later to me meant like about 2 or 3. So, in about an hour, she came round, but I didn't know she was here. And I was upstairs, and this is where the awful bit comes in. I was upstairs, and I wasn't dressed, because I was having a day when I didn't want to get dressed, because I didn't need to. And he said, "Oh, I thought she was at the door." And even then, you'd have to be careful because the door's below, kind of below our bedroom window. And I said, I can't come down like this. I can't come down like this. Tell her I'm doing dialysis, which I wasn't, but I didn't realise she was downstairs in my living room, which is directly, you know, the stairs, which are opposite my bedroom door, go directly down into the sitting room. Whether she heard me, she probably did, because you can hear pretty clearly. I didn't know, he didn't tell me, so that bit was his fault, really. I thought she was at the door, and I didn't say it loudly, but if she was at the door, she probably wouldn't have heard me, but if she's downstairs, she might have done. She might have not done. The fact is, I didn't come down, and I didn't realise until after she'd gone that she was downstairs in the sitting room. So that hasn't made things very good up between us, I don't think. So he said I'd go around to see her, and I didn't go because I just felt so embarrassed. But what I did was I did get the work done. So I did get it done, and I did listen to what she said. I didn't really need to see her. She already... I mean, I suppose I'm complaining now about her tackling him and people talking to him, but she did do that in the beginning. It was only because he said he didn't want to be the one that the go-between, and he didn't really know what to say. But she did tackle him about it in the beginning, you know, she didn't come to me first, which she could have done. I didn't mean to be awkward, I just didn't want to come down in that, you know, in that state. It's not that I didn't want to see her. But then I kind of felt so embarrassed, I didn't really feel like facing her again, so I didn't. So I just got the work done. Went ahead and got the work done. And it was plain to see, you know. You sure only have to look out. I mean, she's got a dog, she's out in the garden with it. So, you know, you only have to look and you'll see. It was completely cleared at the bottom end. I mean, the tree's still there, but they're not against her fence or anything. They were never leaning on her fence. And it's the bit where the trees are isn't even the bit that's broken. It's the other end of the panel. There's two panels. One's in the patio, the patio bit, and then the one next to it, the end of it is up where the trees are, but the bit that's broken is down this end, and it's nothing to do... I mean, it's not the trees that have broken it. It's just that the workmen said they're in the way. It's silly to kind of fall out of something so trivial, but I don't mind being told I need to have to do something. But the thing is, I wish she'd just come to me in the beginning, and I wish none of that other stuff had happened with me not knowing she's here. The sink's a bit slow to empty this morning. I've got a bottle of bleach I can stick down there. So now, it's upstairs. I need to get it. Oh no, here's one. No, it's not. Oh, I've got so many bottles under my sink, I tell you. going to rinse these things now. Okay, so it's all a bit awkward, really. I've made it worse, I know that. But what do you do? I feel like these things aren't clean, they need washing. They still smell African food. No, let's try again. I don't think my mopping up lift is good enough. It's only a cheap one from Iceland. I never buy the expensive ones because I don't like P&G, which is the one at Big Fairy, because I don't like their ethics. And, so I always buy the supermarket market's own brands. Okay, that one's okay. That's the lid. The lids are okay, actually. Let's clear these containers. There's nothing worse than having a container, plastic container in a cupboard, and you think you've washed it nicely. Where's I've lost one of the lids now? Where's the old lid gone? I lose my head one of these days. Where was it? But I can't find it. Oh, for goodness sake, it'll turn up. There's nothing worse than washing out a plastic container and then when you go to use it, it still smells of food from the time you used it before. So I'm washing these up very, very thoroughly. I think that one's okay. I mean, some of African food is very nice, but not 2 weeks later. Which is why I should be winning. These really are big. These, I love some big containers like this, they're really good. Shut up, Tack. Tap doesn't turn off very easily. They're coming out to fix it on Thursday. Okay, now this is the last big one, and I don't know where the lid is. All clear. Where's the blooming lid? I swear I'm losing the plot. Oh, there's a strain knife. This morning, so I've got to do that now as well. Well, where's that lid gone then? Oh, it's there. Here it is. Good. I'll feed the dogs. Then I'm going to put the kettle on, which I think I'm going to have a tassimo. The problem is, I don't know if someone's moved the things. Now, this is the trouble when you live with other people. They right moany mood. I'm not moaning about it. It's just one of those things. I'm used to that. Well, I need to fill the tank up. Oh, it'd probably tell me I do, but I don't. Now, I think I'll have a coffee. A latte. I don't know which is the latte. I'm guessing it's this one that's still got... Because I want milk in it, and I don't know which is the milks. Oh, it's a pain in the neck being blind. I think these ones in the cupboard are milk. Oh, I can tell the milk's. Yeah, that's a milk. I'll put extra milk in because it's quite strong. I don't know if you need to put milk in with it, but... Now, let me make sure I put a cup underneath because believe it or not, I actually forgot to put a cup the other day and I knew one day that'd happen. I would forget. I'm going to get now. I need to wash these worktops down. I'll just give them a quick wipe. Why is that not working? Don't tell me I've turned the wrong plug on the wall. Oh, I think I need to go back to bed. You working, hey? Oh, I turned it off instead of on. Good show. Okay. Let's give it a minute. If I had a brain, I would be dangerous in the extreme. I can open my window again now because I finished talking about my neighbour.
Oh, that can go on now. Actually, the worktops are surprisingly clean, considering... Why is it not working? Oh, for goodness sake. Please, don't do this to me. Let's start again. Most perplexing. Yeah, considering I had rice last night, and take away and all that dishing out went on. The worktops are really clean. I will put a bit of bleach on them later. Now, Tassimo, please don't mess me about. Maybe the tank needs filling up. Let's try again. I don't think it does. Oh, for goodness sake, I can't even remember how to open it. Oh, yeah. I don't think it does. It's only about an inch from the top. Maybe a bit more, but I don't think that's the reason. Let's stick it out and put a hole in it already. So many things, but you don't know if you filled it up to the right place or not. That's fine. Let me just make sure I'm going to stand it on here. What that noise is in here? Maybe it's something to do with the fence. Okay, I've got to go and see where Lamb is in a minute because I hope I haven't shut him up. I think I would have heard about it by now, but. I can't open it because I've got the thing inside already. It won't let me open it. Why do gadgets have to be so bloody temperamental? Because I put it in and it didn't work. Now I can't open it to take the disc out. Let me go and see what's happening with regard to the doing it. Oh, it should be ready now. It's on. Well, bugger me. It's not on. Okay. I'll get it right in a minute. I did get it right. Except... first time I didn't turn it on, but now let's try. And I'm going to turn this off and I'll see what I can do with it. Because the cats are crying to go out and I'm not letting them out while all this is going on. Okay. Low battery. As you can hear, folks, we now have liftoff. I don't know why it was being so temperamental. I had terrible trouble opening it to get the disc out, which is probably what I needed to do. And I also cleaned it with a cloth because that may have been... I think these things are a little bit temperamental and they have to read the barcode. Where people make hot chocolate, it does leave a bit of a residue on there sometimes, so I cleaned that. So that may... been my problem. Because it's certainly working now. I really thought it was gone. I was beginning to accept that it really isn't my day. I feel like I'm imprisoned because I can't really go and sit out in the garden. And I hate feeling like that. And I've got things I can be doing. The thing is, I could have the door open and just stay inside, but Lammy will cause a scene. You can be sure of that. He will be barking at the fence. Okay. No, I'm not sure what I'm getting. I hope it's not hot chocolate. But I don't think so, because there's too many left in the pack. And the hot chocolates are the ones that are really popular with kids. Not the coffees. Those drink coffee. I'm the only one that does. And I'm not a huge coffee drinker, actually. I like it, but I tend not to drink it too much. Now, I've let Pinky out because she wants to come into the house. I'm glad I've done the kitchen. I'm going to feed the dogs now, and then I've got to sort out the cat's room and do dialysis. And then, I don't know what I'll do for the rest of the day. I was kind of thinking about going to Bromley, but now that's all gone out the window. I guess I could go for a walk or something. Iced coffee. It's smelling nice. I don't know if it's a latte. It's probably not latte. It's probably that cafe noir or whatever it is. Is it cafe noir? Oh, I think I've just said the wrong thing. I can't think what it's called. Something like that. It's smelling very, 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 very coffee-ish. Put it that way. Hope it's not overflowing. Okay to remove. That smells very strong. Let's taste it. Wow. That's nice. Very nice. I'm sure that's really bad for me. Who cares? I think I need it to give me strength in the daylight today. Things can only get better, I hope. I'm just changing the dog's water bowl. Not to their bowl, their water. Whole bowl of water, no matter how big it is, and I can't get to the bottom of it. He's not as bad as he used to be. He did it from day one when I was training with him at the hotel. And it's really odd. I don't know why he does it. And then he just does the longest wee you've ever heard, and he's had the odd accident indoors because of it. If I don't hear when he's drunk a lot of water, I don't know that he might need to go out extra time after night and stuff. So it can cause problems. And I've asked the vet, I've asked guide dog, I started with them. No one seems to know. He doesn't seem to have any clinical problems in that department. It's not as bad as it used to be, but I just can't believe it. The first day I got him, they have these big stainless steel bowls that you use there.
And actually, Lamb is not even down here. I'm going to go on a forage for him in a minute. And I'll take my phone back upstairs and plug it in. This is Niall's tablet. Yeah, I can't believe it. And I was going to go, stop, what are you doing? And then a couple of times I had to run with him out to the pen. Niall! I'm going to take my coffee with me, actually. If this doesn't wake me up, I don't know what will. Where is he? I think if he's gone outside. Phone one, so excuse the noise. Hello, Pinky. My coffee in the other, but I have to hold my dress up. And where's that Lanny? Yeah, I have to hold my dress up at the same time because it's too long. And when you walk upstairs, it's even longer. Now, where's that Lanny? I heard him snoring earlier. Oh, Pink, where's Lamb? Lammy! Pinky? Lamb! Can't get to him. Let me look. I haven't even looked in his bed, actually. He's got two beds. Oh, he's in that one. Are you ignoring me? Wake up. I'll have to take you outside on the lead, because I don't want you going over there barking at people. The irony of it is that Lammy will release relief and Niall won't. Hello, Pinky. But he's got no intention of getting up at the moment. He's got a really squashy... It's meant to be memory foam. I think it is. It's from Pets at Home. It's like a square. It's like a donut bed, only it's square. And it's like fleecy in the middle and like velvet on. It's like faux suede on the outside. He's up now. And it's heavily padded all round. He's also got a basket. Hello, Pink. Oh, heavens. It's quite warm up here already. I don't think there's a breeze today like there has been. As you can hear them banging the fence. At least the dog's not on his own and at least he's stopped barking. Not that I minded him barking, but I don't like to hear him sound in distress, that's all. Okay, folks. Sorry, Pink. Oh, she goes. Let's plug this phone in. I love you and leave you, folks, and I'm sorry about my moans and groans. I'll be back with my positive thinking challenge day 3 later on, and let's hope there'll be lots of positive things.